This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Some intriguing news breaking out of Cuba this morning. For decades, travel for business or pleasure has been extremely difficult for Cubans. But today, the government there says it is lifting its onerous exit permit process, starting in the new year. Sarah Rainsford is the BBC's correspondent in Havana, and she's with me now. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
What specifically is the Cuban government changing here?
Well, what they've done is to remove the exit permits and to remove the need for Cubans who want to travel abroad to get an invitation letter from the country they want to travel with. And what that essentially means is that it's going to be $350 cheaper at least for any Cuban who wants to travel. That's a huge amount of money here because it's a country, of course, where the monthly salary on average is around $20. So it's a really big new freedom for many Cubans.
Will Cubans be able to travel freely to the United States?
Well, they'll still have to get a visa, of course, from the Americans, and that applies for any country that Cubans will want to travel to. And it's possible that other countries will now tighten their visa requirements. But certainly, from the Cuban perspective, what it means now is that any Cuban citizen, once they have their passport updated, can go to the embassy of any country and ask for a visa to visit that country. They don't have to ask the Cuban government for permission to travel.
Will there be important economic implications here, you think, either for Cuba or for the U.S.?
I think that's what's driving this whole thing. I think it's a realization from the government that people, when they leave Cuba or when they travel from Cuba these days, are not so much political exiles as people who are leaving to seek money, to seek jobs, to seek possibilities overseas, and that don't necessarily want to cut their ties with the island. So I think the government's trying to make the system more flexible so that people can travel overseas, can work, and then can bring that money, bring that new expertise, that knowledge back to Cuba and use that to help rescue the economy here in Cuba itself.
So fewer people leaving permanently, more people leaving to go abroad for education or for business opportunities, and now being able to bring that money home.
Exactly. I think that's what's driving this, because I think it's not necessarily an ideological reform. It's far more an economic reform that's taking place.
Sarah Rainsford with the BBC in Havana, Cuba. Thank you.
Thank you.